Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled, Prayer for God to Turn the Tables on His Enemies. Let me begin by reading Micah 4:12. But they do not know the Lord's thoughts or understand His plan. These nations don't know that He is gathering them together to be beaten and trampled like sheaves of grain on a threshing floor. Satan and his followers are never able to anticipate God's creative responses to their strategies. Evil may be clever and cunning, but it always lacks wisdom, and this is its undoing. Satan did not anticipate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus and His complete smashing triumph over sin and death. Haman did not foresee how God would turn the tables on him as he plotted the death of all the Jews in Persia. Haman is a picture of what happens to those who go after God's beloved people. Persecuting and murdering believers will always bring down God's judgment and wrath upon the perpetrators. Haman, a top man in the kingdom of Persia, hated all Jews on account of one seemingly obnoxious citizen, Mordecai. Mordecai, a Jew, was not intimidated by Haman and refused to show obeisance to him, which infuriated the Persian noble. In his rage, he had a very large gallows constructed to either hang or impale Mordecai as a public example. He also convinced the king to issue a decree authorizing the killing of all Jews and the confiscation of their property. What Haman did not foresee was that God had placed Queen Esther in her prominent place of favor with the king for such a time as that. Haman was unaware that Mordecai had previously saved the king's life by exposing a plot to kill him. Haman could not know ahead of time that the king would be unable to sleep and have the historical annals of the kingdom read to him, bringing to his remembrance what Mordecai had done, with the effect that King Ahasuerus determined to greatly honor him. Haman did not realize that Queen Esther and Mordecai were related and that she would petition the king to eradicate the man who set in action the plan to kill her, Mordecai, and all the Jews. Haman could never have imagined that he would be put to death on the very gallows he constructed for Mordecai, and that the Jews would be gloriously saved and elevated in status. God turned the tables completely, and we can ask Him to do it again. Proverbs 26:27 reads, "If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it will crush you instead." God justly promises that He will judge evildoers and reverse the plans of those who lay traps for others. We can pray in accordance with this promised justice. We can come before the King of Kings and ask Him to work on our behalf just as Esther did in her day. Esther 9:25 says, "When Esther came before the king, he issued a decree causing Haman's evil plot to backfire, and Haman and his sons were impaled on a sharpened pole." And let's remember to pray for mercy for our enemies as they encounter God's justice. Jesus said in Matthew 5:43-44, "You have heard the law that says, love your enemy and love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you." But just because we ask God to be merciful to our enemies does not mean we passively allow evil to dominate us. We are to pray for justice as well as mercy, because God is merciful and just. Who knows? Maybe one of our perpetrators or persecutors will get saved just like Saul did. Let me read from Revelation 6, 9 through 10. When the Lamb broke the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of all who had been martyred for the word of God and for being faithful in their testimony. They shouted to the Lord and said, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you judge the people who belong to this world and avenge our blood for what they have done to us? Prayer. Father in heaven, who judges justly and shows mercy, you have been merciful to me. Even when I was your enemy, I ask you to extend that same mercy to those who are working against your people and your kingdom by bringing them to repentance too. Nothing is too difficult for you. I also ask that you bring to nothing their strategies and plans for evil and harm. Let every evil plot backfire. Let those who seek to ensnare and harm your people and our nation fall into the trap that they set. Let them come to their senses when they realize that you are fighting against them. Let them surrender to Jesus, the Lord, before it is too late for them. I ask you to sovereignly protect your people and our nation. Amen.